You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now, and today he discusses how racial discrimination influences relationships.
And a very good morning to you all. Those of you that are listening that are old rockers may very well remember that old Irish rock band, Thin Lizzy. You may remember The Boys Are Back in Town. The Boys Are Back in Town. Remember that? Well, one of the reasons why we Irish were fascinated with Thin Lizzy was because the lead singer, Lord have mercy on his soul, Phil Lynott. You see, Phil Lynott was not only Irish, but he was also black. And this was in a country which was, and still is, one of the most racially homogenous in Europe. The overwhelming majority of Irish people are white. Well, we're not white. We're really white. We are so white, we're actually a light blue. That's how white we are. If an Irish person had a tan, it would be sponsored by that correction fluid, whiteout. It takes me a few days in the sun to go from light blue to white, and then I go directly to lobster red. So for all my tanning efforts, I end up with a head that looks like a tomato. So as you can imagine, Phil Lynott, the lead singer with Thin Lizzy, that black Irish rocker, was a huge anomaly when I was growing up. Of course, now that I live in the land of the bold and the home of the free, I meet black people every day. In fact, I work with black people. And now and again, issue of race come up. Like, for example, recently, I was speaking to a colleague at work and she was telling me that her father was racist. Hardcore racist. Like, so racist that he no longer watches certain sports on TV. She was telling me that recently he'd said something very racist in front of one of her young daughters and she had to tell him, "Dad, if you continue to say stuff like that, I'm not bringing the kids over." Now, this episode that she recounted was interesting to me from two points of view. First, how can you love or like your parents if they are very, very racist? How do you get past that? It's like, my parents are really nice, loving people. Well, they're really nice, loving people as long as you don't have a certain skin colour. Because if you do have a certain skin colour, well, they'll make all sorts of stereotypical negative assumptions about you. How do you get past that? Can you love someone without respecting them? Can you excuse this sort of behaviour because you say, well, they were a product of a certain time and a certain place? I'm not sure I can buy that. It's a bit like saying, I believe in God because that's what my parents taught me. No, you believe in God because you chose to believe in God. People might shape your attitudes, but they can't just hand you firmly held beliefs. President Obama has written two books, and I've read both. And if you haven't, I strongly urge you to do so, because I think they will help you to get to know this black man, who is now the leader of the most powerful empire the world has ever seen. The books are written with remarkable candour. He doesn't mince his words. Indeed, in Dreams of My Father, you'll come across the odd expletive. Not that he's using it, of course, it's just that he's quoting somebody else. But you get my point. There's an almost naive-like candour about him as he recounts his upbringing. He's black, naturally, but he's also very, very white. His mother and his grandparents raised him, and they were not black. And throughout most of his entire life, he has been a racial minority, which is not to say that he is what he is, thanks to white folks. No, because his skin colour defines him too. Or at least, we define him in terms of his skin colour. I'm sure he'll be much happier to define himself. Have a lovely week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.